The number of wildfires burning across the West has prompted some lawmakers to call for more timber harvest to reduce the threat of wildfire by reducing the number of dead and dying trees, many of them suffering the effects of bark beetles. But one ecologist says that the real issue is a warmer climate. Calls for more thinning are just a way to please the timber industry. George Werthner is the author of 30 books and holds degrees from the University of Montana, UC Santa Cruz, and the University of Oregon. He says the reason we're experiencing more fires in recent years is longer, drier summers, and not because of trees killed by bark beetles, like so many are claiming. Werthner says it's actually healthy trees that burn in fires, as opposed to older, dead, or dying ones, because they contain more pitch.
And what burns in a forest fire is the fine fuels, not the larger trees. That's why we have snags left after a forest fire. So that dead trees, for example, either from a previous fire or bug kill or whatever, are actually less flammable than green trees under those extreme fire conditions.
Werthner also takes issue with claims that we have more acres burning today than in the past.
They compare the present time with the period between the 1940s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, which was particularly moister and cooler than present. If you go back to the turn of the last century, around 1900, you find that we had very similar conditions, and we had many, many acres burning, like the 1910 fire that burned across Idaho and Montana, 3 million acres, long before there was fire suppression and other things that they use as their rationale.
Werthner says thinning forested areas can actually make them more fire-prone by opening them up for increased drying by the sun and increased wind penetration. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.